This is Nicole Narulius Gupte at Philanthropy Northwest on the phone with Cassandra Stalzer in Alaska at Rasmussen Foundation and Ann Martins at the Gates Foundation here in Seattle as well. Your foundations have each made grants to fund journalism, specifically local newspaper reporting. Tell us about what prompted your foundations to make these grants.
Well, I think we all know that journalism has been losing money for many years now, and that there is a need and a desire for high-quality journalism, and that, you know, having these public conversations really does help build awareness. It ensures that people have a deeper understanding of the issues. And so, you know, looking at that need, it made sense to ensure that journal media outlets have the funding to go deeper into the issues that we care about.
Mm-hmm. And how about Rasmussen Foundation then?
So if I could start with a little bit of history about Alaska, the state is so geographically vast that it's really difficult to connect people. Even today with internet connections are still some difficulties, and a lot of our media infrastructure, primarily public radio stations around the state, we have 28 around the state, developed when the Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act was working its way through Congress, and the people who had the most at stake were in these far-off remote villages and really cut off from daily news service, and certainly their voices weren't being heard in that debate. And then the Alaska Public Radio Network that linked them all together actually formed as a result of the Exxon Valdez oil spill, connecting people around the state with what was happening in Valdez, and that really formed people into a network. And as Anne said, over time, the way that this infrastructure has been funded has really taken hits from a lot of different directions. State and federal funding for public broadcasting has come under fire, the advertising model for a lot of our rural newspapers, and we really saw, again, almost a return to the days when a lot of our rural voices were not being heard in our statewide debate and conversations. Probably 20% of us who work here come from journalism or have journalism backgrounds. And we'd been talking for a while about what is the role for us here, what can we do. We don't want to necessarily replace other funding streams, but also understanding the importance of these media outlets and journalism to public debate was what prompted us to start thinking about how we could be partners.
Mm-hmm. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation's journalism funding is really local and national and global. Just it aligns with your missions in both cases. Tell us a little bit, Anne, about You know, how does this work align with your mission?
So our media partnerships are designed to strategically align with our mission. We are looking to improve awareness and knowledge of the issues that we work on, whether they're global health or education in the United States, or homelessness here in Seattle. And we're also looking to increase or improve perception of how things are going. We want to help people see that progress is being made, that, you know, that extreme global poverty can be ended, that there are some bright spots in education that we can use as models for, you know, the rest of the nation.